Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Unique, Life Starring You. This show airs every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/younique.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here's your host of Unique, Life Starring You, Miss Susan Stackpole.
Thank you so much, Corey, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to YOU Unique Life Starring You. It is what it is because of you, and thank you for joining us. We have a little project that we do here on Unique called Pray It Forward, and there's information that indicates that prayers and positive energy and loving energy makes a difference, and there's a lot of disconcerting things in the media. So we ask that when you see those things, that you just say a quick prayer and send some positive, loving energy, because it does make a difference. So thank you for that. We're very delighted to welcome with us tonight a Jill of all trades. And I'm going to share with you a little bit about her. She's just an amazing woman, and I'm just excited to introduce you to her. Her name is Audrey Hope. And Audrey is a multi-talented force in the entertainment industry and healing arts. She's been awarded for her work as a talk show host, producer, and healer. She's a spiritual intuitive healer and addiction expert, in addition to serving many years as a spiritual counseling director for an internationally renowned Malibu rehab center. Her revolutionary healing techniques have been applauded by CEOs, celebrities, and stars throughout the world. Audrey broke media boundaries in 1992 by creating an international talk show called Real Women, which is dedicated to sharing life-altering perspectives. Audrey is a visionary who introduced spiritual issues to TV when the subject was not even mentioned on the airwaves. She received a Telly Award for Excellence in Cultural Programming, and she now works as an author, counselor, and inspirational speaker, and we certainly are honored to have her with us. Please visit her website at audreyhope.com for more information, and thank you for joining us, Miss Audrey Hope.
It's wonderful to be here, Susan. Wow, it sounds like I've done a lot of things.
No, I'm exhausted. That's why I said, when do you sleep?
Hearing it back is quite fun.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I know. It's every little bit sort of adds up, doesn't it? We don't always realize that when we're in the midst of it, and then sort of as we look back, wow, did I really accomplish all that? So kudos to you, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yes. Well, Audrey, we just are delighted to have you with us tonight. You're just such a visionary and just have a way of framing things that help people sort of access the higher truth and their higher selves, mm-hmm. and we're going to share a little bit more about that a little bit later in the show. For now, Audrey, share with us a little bit, is healing something that, you know, you were 3 years old just dreaming of being like the next Deepak Chopra? Or was it something that came more organically, especially with your interest and your talent in entertainment as well as healing?
Well, you know, a funny thing happened on the way to the forum. You know, I was always interested in being the best. You know, I'm from Queens, and I always teach women to be a queen. So I always wanted to be the best, and I searched out the best teachers, and then it became very spiritual, getting over issues. And so I learned so much, and it became about women. I was acting, but I saw what was happening to women on TV, and I didn't like what you had to do as an actress. And so I decided one day to just do something about it. I wanted to do one show, just tell women that they were brainwashed. I had read two books, The Beauty Myth by Naomi Wolf and The Undeclared War Against American Women by Susan Faludi, and I said, I'm just going to go on TV and tell women that they're brainwashed. And then after that, the name of the show just came to me in a dream. It was called Real Women, and I just started doing that, and I started to be invited places. And then I started to meet everyone, and and I was out on the streets putting up flyers, and it became a passion. And I interviewed people who were really changing the world. That's how it really began, just on a fluke. And then from there, I had a women's group, and then from there, I got hired in a healing center, and I did that for about 8 years.
Did they say that life happens while we're making other plans, sort of thing? And
well, I had really decided one day, I had someone say, you know, just wait on God. I had had it with not making enough money to pay the bills, and I said, I'm going to sit in the living room, I'm going to cross my arms, and I'm going to say, God or the universe, bring it to me, my life. I'm not moving. I'll either move my hand to answer the door or to answer the phone. And then on a fluke, I had a phone call. A friend of mine said, take a ride with me to Malibu. And I said, no, I don't really want to go. She said, come on. And I said, okay. And then I got hired at the place she took me to. So it really was beyond my expectations. You know how they say you create your reality? This was even beyond my expectations.
That's amazing, Audrey.
Yeah.
Audrey, you touched on something really important, I think, for especially for a lot of people with the economy and everything that's been happening, that a lot of people, I think, have reached the point of just throwing their hands up in exasperation, and we're living in a time where all the old paradigms and methodologies are sort of falling away to make way for something new. A lot of people are finding that the old methodology of dealing with issues just doesn't seem to be working the same for them. Could you take us through what exactly you did? Because I imagine there's a lot of us saying, oh my goodness, how did she do that? Yeah, I just want to wait on God too. That's a good idea.
I'm so glad you brought this up. This is a very passionate subject for me. A lot of people have been working at the law of attraction for a very long time, and it hasn't been working. And it has caused a lot of heartbreak.
Yeah.
The reason why it might not work to full capacity is because many of us are following a different law. It's the law of mastership. It's the laws of the time. We are to become warriors and warrioresses. We are to become masters of circumstance, and we are to become our best selves. So we don't follow a law of just as I want it, it comes to me. It's the law of lessons, the law of raising our standards higher. And so we manifest our issues and what we need to learn for our soul. And that's what's going on in this profound time period, this spiritual time period that has been prophesied. It's about the golden age, about us becoming masters and taking over for the masters. So things are breaking down because they need to. There's a lot of greed. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of negativity. And I say, of course, it's coming in through the weather. We can see it's coming in through the water, through the rain, through the weather. The weather is really how it's manifesting.
Oh,
isn't that true, Susan? Don't you see it as that?
Very true. And I was thinking of something as you were speaking, Audrey, about this idea of stepping up to be masters and learning these lessons. Even in the scope of television, when you look at people like Larry King and Regis Philbin and Oprah Winfrey and people who have brought some of the media and some of the lessons to us through the media, as they've been stepping down, sort of new teachers and new people are stepping up to bring that information to light. So it's a time, I think, everything, like you were saying, with the weather and just everything is in a great state of change.
Right? The media is a hard thing to break through. I had interviewed Srimadaji Nirmala Devi, who was a Nobel Peace Prize nominee. And I had the privilege to speak with her alone, and she said, you know, Audrey, the demon is the media. I mean, think about what happens to people when they get famous. You know, they almost lose their souls a little bit, you know?
I think that it's one of those things, and I'm sure that you've seen it, and we'll talk a little bit about that too, Audrey, with some of the counseling that you've done. I think I had a, I was riding in a cab one time, and I had the cab driver who was very philosophical. He said that if you want to see people's true nature, give them one of two things. Give them alcohol or give them money. Because he said that somewhere in there, the truth about whatever it is that they're dealing with sort of comes up to be looked at or released or somehow transitioned. And I thought that was a very sort of intriguing perspective.
Very, very much so. So the media doesn't really like truth, doesn't really like the best and the brightest. It's you know, it's New Jersey housewives. It's women fighting with each other. It's very sad. It's been a mission of mine when I did my show, Real Women, Positive Role Models for Women. It's been a mission of mine to break through the media. And I think it's going to all change. And it's been prophesized 2012 will be a change. I don't think we've really seen it yet. I think we will be seeing it.
I think it's in the beginning stages.
Absolutely.
Yes. There's a lot of transition and transformation going on, and so it's going to be interesting to see how it all sort of shakes out. For anyone who's just joining us, we're here with Audrey Hope, www.audreyhope.com. Audrey, one of the things that you're so gifted at is helping people heal on a spiritual level. And I would love to have you share with us a little bit about two things. And you do exceptional work, especially when it comes to addiction issues and psychological issues and that sort of thing. So one of the things you talk about is that those issues that come up are actually opportunities for growth, that they, in the sense of that they offer us lessons. And the other thing that you talk about is that healing goes beyond the rational mind. And I would love to have you share with us about that.
Yes, it's healing the soul.
And
working so long in addiction and having people be diagnosed and the idea that illness could be a disease and be in the brain and the brain chemistry. The truth is, the drugs show you where to chart the pain, where to look. But it is the lessons of the soul. That is why we are here. We are all here on a journey. I always say, crucify to resurrect. We're all doing that same journey. And so drugs and alcohol are also about healing the soul. And when you talk to a drug addict, and I've talked to many, many in my 8 to 10 years, they love the language of the soul. They can relate to it. And they do beautifully with it because this is kind of a revolutionary concept. In some ways, a drug addict is trying to enlighten themselves. They're trying to stop the thoughts and the thinking, and they're trying to find peace. They're doing it, of course, in a very dangerous way because they're playing around with energy that's dangerous. But they do tap into the other realms. And that's why it's so easy for me to relate to them on spiritual issues. So I've had a lot of success with addicts on healing the soul through spirituality. And I could talk on and on about how it is. It's healing at the root of the root of the soul. And Einstein even said you can't heal on the level in which a problem is created. You must go deeper. And I call it cracking the code of the soul. You have to look at vows. You have to look at contracts. You have to look at karma. You even have to look at past lives. You have to look at wherever it began, the loss of the soul. Usually it's at age 5 or 6 in this lifetime. You could chart it. And when you take a person back to the beginning of the loss of the soul, they actually see it and feel it. There's like a separation. And they have to almost call their self back into their body. It's the long ago wound, I call it. So there has to be a soul retrieval.
Okay.
That's just one of the things that needs to happen. And then, of course, healing on energy. Energy is such an amazing subject. I always say if people could just learn about energy, we could heal the world. And to learn that there's invisible energy and to learn how to protect, clear, and align their energy, this world would be an amazing place. How to stay away from negative people, psychic vampires, and how to read energy.
And I think more and more people are becoming interested in that, just if you look in terms of self-development and self-improvement, that there's more books and things like that. And I think of even, I was seeing something in the media that now shows like the Big Bang Theory are gaining a lot of popularity where people are talking about physics and energy and that sort of thing. So it's an exciting time in that.
Well, you know, Susan, you know, I'm a New Yorker. I come from Queens and Brooklyn, and I like to keep it real. So I like the energy to be really learned like this. You know, you either feel good or you feel bad. You feel positive or you feel negative. If you feel tired, depressed, or out of sorts, something happened to your energy field. You either gave away your energy or someone took your energy. It's that simple. So when you don't feel right, you have to chart what happened to you. Did you talk to a family member who caused the toxic energy? Did you watch television? Did you get scared? Did you see a picture of a war zone or something? And then you have to learn how to bring yourself back. And you have to also know that the world always does have negative challenges. It doesn't go away once you become spiritual. The lessons actually get more intense. And now that you know the game, you could become a spiritual master. Because you know that you're always going to be taken down, and so you prepare yourself for it.
That's what I've heard from so many
Yes.
Spiritually aware leaders that basically say that you get to a point where you're not necessarily praying that your issues become easier. Rather, you're praying that you are more easily able to access the tools to successfully sort of navigate whatever is going on. And that's one of the things that you do so beautifully, Audrey. One of the things that you talk about is that when you're talking about healing the soul, because people may not understand exactly what that's about, when you go into this idea that thoughts create reality, you talk a little bit about people are living by hidden rules and unconscious ideas of sin and punishment that produce guilt and shame and that sort of thing. Let's talk about a little bit, when you talk about healing the soul, what exactly does that mean? And is there something that people can do right now in this moment to gain a higher awareness of themselves? Because I think there's so many people that are so desperate for healing, and they've read all the books, and they're going to therapy, or they're talking to coaches, or they're praying, or whatever it is that they're doing, and they just feel like they're maybe missing a step. What can they do to start healing their soul right now?
Okay, well, our soul is our true self. It's in our heart. We can almost put our right hand on our heart and speak from our heart. There it is. There's the truth. Again, it's that simple. And it's where we lost our relationship with our own self. If we want to find, we are made of light. We are truly multidimensional beings of light. And our job is to become back into that light, like become the lighthouse and inspire others to do the same. We don't really heal anybody, we inspire them. And my job is to radiate that light. And it even says in the Bible, you know, the light. It's all about the light. Mm-hmm. Now that truth got taken from us. We started to believe another story. This goes back since the beginning of time when documents were burned. Secret societies tried to hide, you know, conceal the truth because there was a control going on to control the people. That's still going on today. And how do you control people? You take them down in their own selves. You make, through self-doubt, you put that into them, okay? You make them, you know, hang their heads in shame and feel bad about something. Oh, I'm a drug addict. I'm shamed. And then you'll spend 20 years with your head bowed instead of standing up straight in the alignment and taking in the light and just going forward. The sin and punishment is a trick to keep us down. So our true nature is one of power and one of peace. It's our birthright to have peace. And we must come back into it. Enlightenment. We are meant for light. The self-realization is about turning on the light. To actually open up the head, imagine a sun above the head, and actually open up a head and take in the light and start to see yourself in the light. That's how you can do that right now. Actually say, I'm now allowing the light in my body, and drench your whole body and soul with the light. Or stand in the sunlight and take in that light. That's our true self. And so that's why we're beyond the mind. We will not heal in the mind. We will only understand things in the mind. And too much of therapy and psychology has to do with talking and talking. You actually have to feel what the light feels like. That's the bliss, the kundalini energy. The kundalini is the spine, activating the spine and taking that energy up through the chakras, through the third eye, through the top of the head. There's a blissful feeling that we're wired for. And when you're in that light, you don't have to ask so many questions. You just feel it. It's a vibration. It's like music. Or it's like, listen, you want to talk about sex or do you want to have sex?
Right.
You want to talk about love or you want to be in love? You know, it's like a choice.
Absolutely. Right. It's being versus doing.
Yes.
There's a big distinction in between those two things. And what's interesting is that's been somewhat of a consistent sort of theme on the show, is this idea of coming back to a state of being, that's where the self-care and the self-nurturing and allows us to more fully interact with one another and that sort of thing.
Yes, and we believed our earthly story. We got so sidetracked by what mom did and dad did.
Right.
And you know, I call it, you know, the wounds of the tribe. Like Carolyn Mace says, it's the wounds of the tribe, and we have got to overcome the wounds of the tribe, the family. That would be the first test, right? Because it's so close to our heart. Can you overcome the things that your family has done to you and return home, like Wizard of Oz, right?
Right.
She had to return home, right? She found it in her own shoes.
Right. Audrey, one of the things that I really enjoy about the work that you do is you empower people to get to a place where they start to be able to see that a lot of these things that they may have perceived have happened to them, in some respects have happened for them, and it's an opportunity to learn a lesson. And what I was wondering is in respect to that, if there's anyone, because I think that theoretically, it's, you know, people can sort of grasp, okay, this is what I do, and I open myself to the light, and I feel instead of think so much, and I shift from doing to being. And yet a lot of people are so into their heads that to get into that heart space just seems like it's a vast chasm. What can people who feel like maybe they're very sort of stuck in their head and in the thinking pattern do to shift into a feeling space, and not just a feeling space, into a space of being self-loving and self-nurturing and self-caring?
Well, pain will drop people to their knees. There's always an opening when people have pain. And that is why I've never had a problem doing this work with anyone. Maybe a few people who were very, very sick. Really sick. Sociopathic, psychopath, that kind of thing. But people that are in pain, that drop to their knees, are really open to learning new things. So the way to begin that would be to track any pattern or any theme in your life that keeps bringing you pain.
Ooh.
And so if you have a boyfriend that resembles your past boyfriend, if you have a boss that resembles your past boss, that is where the soul can begin to find its deeper lesson on this earth, by what we attract in patterns and themes. So you begin to find the light when you actually heal yourself first and your story. You must do that. And it's almost like peeling the layers. Like Michelangelo said, he finds the art, he removes the stone and it's there. If you begin to remove your issues and unravel them one by one, and the light will be left there, and then you can begin to live free the light.
It's like Byron Katie says, who would you be without your story?
Exactly.
Why then, Andre, do we become so... We find our identities in the story, and in some respects, we become so married to them. So on one hand, people are saying, oh, I really desire to be healed, and I really desire for my life to change, and, all that sort of thing. And yet at the same time, when coming in from a healing perspective and saying, okay, all you have to do really is just drop the story, and sort of like what you did, okay, I'm just going to sit here, and I know that God has a plan, and I'm going to wait on God.
I did a lot of work on myself before that. Okay. I had just finished. You know, I had finished exploring all of the issues. I mean, how many times do we need to revisit, Mom did this, Dad did this, right? After a while, healing becomes just a choice. I don't want to do this anymore. I am now commanding this to go. And the reason is because we're tricked. We don't know the laws of power. There are laws of power. And so we're tricked into being distracted from the light. And there are many tricks. And we must become really keen on finding the tricks. Anything that takes us into self-doubt is a trick.
That's so true.
Anything, I mean, that's what I found at the root of it.
And even in the Bible, it talks about that. They said that one of the biggest things that, the devil will try to do is to get you to doubt yourself or doubt who you are, sort of in alignment with God, that we're told that we're more than conquerors and that we're champions. And yet, and it's so interesting, too, Audrey, that a lot of times we're so attuned to sort of believing the negative more than we are the positive. And if we could sort of shift that where we're more willing to believe the positive than we are the negative, that would be such an asset in the healing process.
Well, one could just close their eyes and just, begin by aligning to that sunlight and then scanning the body and seeing if there's any spot that draws your attention. And then go to that spot and ask what shape is in there and what it's trying to tell you, or if there's a hook to an old girlfriend or an old boyfriend or an old family member. When we close our two eyes, the third eye opens, and you can sort of scan yourself and see what you're holding energetically. People say, oh, there's like a monster on my back, or, I feel like I'm walking in quicksand. That's an actual sacred message from the soul. It will save you years and years of therapy if you begin to talk like that. That's really what's going on energetically.
So,
and everyone now listening can just begin to do that. Just close their eyes and scan their body and see what's going on.
A couple things actually came up when you were saying that, Audrey. Two questions, actually. And we can, I guess, come back to the first one. The first one is that what advice you would give to people who have self-worth issues in terms of they don't feel like they're worthy of receiving healing? Because I would imagine maybe that comes up sometimes when you have people with addiction issues and that sort of thing, that the language of love that they learned early on was, you're not worthy.
Very true, Susan. That is absolutely the crux of it all.
Right. What advice would you give to them? And I share that in conjunction with what you just shared, because I think a lot of times we're afraid to be alone with ourselves. If you look at even the society that we live in, distraction, 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 and even sitting to sort of meditate or sit and be with ourselves or that we're in a society where we pain is not good, you know, that we just sort of run from everything. And I think there's a lot of fear of sort of sitting with ourselves and seeing what's there.
So that has to do with the inner child.
Okay.
So that has to, the inner child is really the true soul. So getting in touch with the inner child, asking the inner child right now to come to you on whatever age it wants to appear before you. When the child was criticized, that's the beginning of the soul separation, is when you're criticized. That has roots in every drug person I have ever worked with. The critical parent said something to the little child, and the little child began to believe it. So it's not what people do to us that is really the problem, because we could work that out in therapy. It's what we do to ourselves because of what they do. So in other words, oh, you know your mother did this. Fine. You can just do a simple exercise where you say, Mom, I don't like that you did that, and I want you to say you're sorry, and you just have a dialogue. That's easy. But now your inner little child is waiting for you to save her, to not be critical to her. And when that is healed, Susan, everything heals.
And that's an excellent point. Audrey, I've had conversations with people where I said it's interesting that we will say things to ourselves and do things to ourselves that we would not in a million years ever tolerate another human being either doing to us or someone that we love. And yet we can be so brutal with ourselves, and it's phenomenal, actually, that that's even possible.
Well, it has to be done. If it's not done, we will suffer, and we will live our lives in those patterns. We'll find a cruel husband, we'll find a cruel boss, and that same issue will repeat until we stop it.
And that's so true. One of the things, Audrey, that you've reminded me of is that the inside creates the outside. And that's been a theme on our show where, you know, people say, look at what's going on in your life, that everything that's sort of showing up today is the expression of how you valued yourself yesterday and the beliefs that you were holding yesterday and what you felt that you were worthy of yesterday and the language that you were saying yesterday. And so it's offering you an opportunity to sort of look and say, well, do I still desire to have this experience, or do I desire to have something else? And what kind of awareness is open to me to step into a new place of awareness and moving forward?
But you must also empty the storage bin. If you're angry, anger is really truth stored in. So if you stored up your truth, it has to be expunged from your body. You can't just go into forgiveness and I'll be okay and go find the light. You must honor your pain. You must honor your storage bin. It must be released.
That makes a lot of sense, Audrey. What advice would you give people listening who are saying, oh, okay, this is great, and then they sort of are like, okay, I'm ready to move into this new space, and then they discover when they sit in their body and they open the third eye and they're open and receptive and they're going, wow, I have a lot of anger and guilt and shame and blame and frustration and all those sorts of things. What's the first step in clearing out that storage bin? Because sometimes that can be all consuming for people.
Well, it must be done with a counselor, somebody you trust. Having teachers are great, the right teacher who will guide you through it and give you hope and know what they're doing and really be wise on how to handle it, to check the sensitivity and how much someone can take at a time. But it needs to be released. And a lot of times depression really is just the truth stored in the body. And Elizabeth Kubler-Ross did a lot of you know, externalization work. You know, beating a telephone book with a lead pipe for hours, getting it out of your body. She believed in that. And I've done that as an experiment, and it's very important. It's a primal scream that needs to come out.
And that makes so much sense, because we were taught, I think, sometimes that there's only certain situations where it's okay to express ourselves in a certain way, and so that gets buried. Or we shame ourselves for having that emotion of we should ourselves to death, sort of.
That's why people don't heal, Susan, because they feel they have to go right into forgiveness. They skip so many steps. I'm not, as a healer, so concerned with forgiveness. I'm concerned with truth. What are you really feeling? That will make you well. And women have been silenced. Their voices have been silenced. So that's a, you know, that's a sad thing that happened to women. And part of this new age is women back to be goddesses.
Right. And I think that, you know, I would love to have you talk a little bit to Audrey about what we can sort of expect. And I know you shared a little bit at the top of the show about just what is going on right now. Because I think a lot of people are saying, what has happened to my life that I didn't see this coming? I didn't expect this. I have no idea how to process this. What's coming next? There's a lot of speculation about the year ahead. Would love to have you share with us, enlighten us a little bit about that.
Well, it's been very hard for everyone.
Yes.
I mean, even the person that
hasn't experienced something life-altering in some area of significance in their life. Yes.
And teachers of mine have had horrendous happenings. And the more evolved people I know have had horrendous happenings. But it's all for the clearing out. And knowing that it's speed up time. We cannot run. We cannot spend 10 years on the mountain with the guru. This is speed up time. And it's all great. It's all worth it. And we're not used to it being so quick and so painful, but it's worth it. Hang on. It will soften. We've been through most of it already as far as light workers. I don't think I have an answer for the rest of the population. I have no idea. I can only speak for the ones doing the work. I know that they'll have maybe doing their work the first half of their life, and then the rest of their life they'll have nice rewards for it. Maybe we're doing it all at once. But we are certainly getting ready to step forward like in an army. You can feel it. There's a call of the soul.
There's a unification,
too,
even if you look at technology where we are, that we have this opportunity to connect with people all the way across the globe, that when there's news and events that happen, we know about it immediately. I think we're starting to recognize more of ourselves in one another, that we're not as different as we once thought. I think we're starting to recognize a little more of those similarities. So, and
to learn the secrets of the universe. You see, as you grow in power, you're able to be a master. And that is exciting, to be able to control the elements. We really are that powerful, almost immortalizing ourselves. We're such amazing people,
right? And it's even in the Bible, Jesus said that we have the opportunity to do things even greater than he did. And so it's affirming that we have that power within us. And I think that where you were talking a little bit earlier too, a lot of people coming through the secrets and that sort of thing have felt a lot of frustration about why isn't it working for me. And I think that's why the work that you do is so significant, of sort of taking people by the hand and say, wait, there's steps to the healing process, and that if you skip some of the steps, that there's going to be an incongruency, and that's where the results aren't happening, where people are looking, saying, well, if my thoughts create my reality, then this is not what I would like to be experiencing.
Like I said, there's a new law. It's the law of mastership, and it's the law of learning our lessons and getting over them quickly and becoming powerful. That's the law we're following.
Would you say, Audrey, the key for everyone, and I guess I can only speak for myself, I found that a lot of pain in my life came from trying to stay where I was and being fearful of the future, versus it was kind of like pulling back instead of pushing forward. It was resisting the flow of things, of even if it was unknown, saying, okay, I'm going to step forward in faith, or that sort of thing. Would you say that there's some truth to that on a global level, that a lot of the issue is that we're trying to stay where we were instead of moving forward, and that's where some of the pain is for people?
Well, I think it's important to not, put the word all into it, and to really think of yourself as being in graduate school and what you have to do to graduate, and not to get so hung up on what everyone else is doing. As a whole, because we're all probably on different levels doing different things.
Right, we all
and
we
yes.
That's very true.
But with the light workers, to not be concerned with the question, why didn't it happen yet? The answer is because it's going to. I always felt when I heard the law of attraction, no, something else is going on, and we're all going to go in as a group, and we're all going to take over the planet together when it's our time. And so we've just been in preparation of going into that, and that's what feels true to me.
Okay.
So not to be concerned with why aren't things happening, what's wrong with me, why isn't the law of attraction working? That could be very detrimental. I would drop that immediately and say, instead say, wow, look at what I've learned, look how happy I am in spite of it all. I've learned to be grateful in spite of what I want and didn't get. Becoming masters.
Right. That's an excellent point.
Happy no matter what. Grateful no matter what.
And that's where the power comes in.
Yes.
Because when you're in that space and you're grounded in God, in divinity, then, like you said, sort of you're imperfect, like there's nothing that can come along and infuse self-doubt or self-criticism or self-judgment. So anyone who's just joining us, we're here with Audrey Hope, www.audreyhope.com. Audrey, we have a couple minutes left here. We're going to close out the program playing a little bit of your meditation CD that you offer on your website. Would love to have you tell us a little bit more about things that you have going on that you'd like people to take a look at, or projects that you have in the works that you'd like to have them check out your website and stay tuned for more information.
Well, my CD is the High Voltage Hope System, and that came out of my passion to try to give as much information as I could in an hour and a half. That's what it was about, to make it as simple. That if this is what I wanted to leave people, if anything should happen to me, all my years of working as a healer, I wanted to make it quick and easy and to the point. So that's what my CD is about.
Okay.
And it has three meditations that will align you to source.
Okay.
And also show you the energy tricks on how to clear energy.
Excellent.
And that's available on Amazon.com. And then I have my books that I'm writing, and I have some TV shows. But right now, they're in the works, and they'll be available next year.
Okay, so we should stay tuned. And Audrey, do you have any, perhaps a personal mantra or piece of advice that was life-altering for you that you would be comfortable sharing with our listening audience tonight?
Oh, Susan, there are so many. So many.
Is there any one thing that you feel guided?
I've been working with
for our audience.
I've been working with the a mantra that's been coming to me, saying, I am the light of 1,000 suns. Okay. I am the light of a thousand suns.
Very beautiful.
That is from the Bhagavad Gita. I didn't know when I heard it in my ear. Or, I am the light. I am the light of God. Anything that has that will instantly, and if you say that three times, it's kind of a code. I am the divine white light of God. I am the divine white light of God. I am the divine white light of God. Three times puts you right into it. Put the symbol of a light bulb in your third eye and just turn it on. And then there you go. High voltage. I also use the image of fire going through the body. And then I start my day.
I love that, though, especially what you're saying about the divine white light of God. That's the ultimate truth right there. And that's a great way to connect to God and to ground ourselves, especially in moments of where people maybe feel panicked or stressed or questioning what decision to make and that sort of thing. It's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Audrey, for being with us this evening and for sharing such enlightening information and inspiring us to step into ourselves and to just really embrace the truth and to move into a space of healing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan, for the work that you do.
You're very kind. We're just so grateful to have you with us. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. We're here with Audrey Hope. We're going to play a little bit of her meditation CD. And thank you so much for tuning in to YO Unique, Life Starring You.
Welcome to the High Voltage Hope System. There is hope for your life. The real secret of manifestation, to getting things that you want, and to being really happy, is to heal yourself and to solve the riddle of your soul. You see, we manifest by healing. That is where true power comes from. And one must heal deeply at the core root of the root of the soul to get answers from a higher map and crack the code of your life. To answer questions like, why am I here? Why am I in this job? Why am I in this relationship? Why am I stuck on this person? When you look at life from a deeper compass and find the keys to unlock your soul, then transformation is simple and life can become a miracle of free creation. My name is Audrey Hope, and I am a spiritual intuitive counselor, an alchemist, a healer to the stars, and I will help you crack the code of your life. By getting answers from a higher perspective, you can bring everlasting peace and prosperity into your life. And I am going to share with you as much as I can from the 10 years that I have worked in a celebrity rehab in Malibu. Because it is time to fire up your life and to live in this energy of high voltage hope. Let's begin right now.